Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Met a guy last night, gave me his card, wants to take me for a ride in his helicopter.
Is that Todd? Because don't believe him.
I know.
He's not actually a pilot.
This guy's got a helicopter. Gave me his card. I saw it. My wife drove home from the restaurant last night because I had a, you know, it was wine happy hour. Yeah. So I looked at my desk this morning. I saw this card had a helicopter on it. I said, "Oh, that's right. That guy gave me a card." And he's got a helicopter.
It's always fun piecing together the night before.
I was a big fan of the show. And another fan of the show introduced me to the guy. We were leaving and they were sitting there at the bar. And, you know, older guys, you know.
Ever been in one?
No. No, but I
did you show him your helicopter?
Yeah. Obviously, what he wanted.
That's the line right there. Maybe it was one of those. Hey, you show me yours.
I think this is just some dude running Todd's scheme trying to get in your pants.
Could have been. But my wife, he was talking to my wife, too, so he might have went her in a helicopter, too. But
what you should do.
But I got the car, but I left it at the house. I can remember to bring it in.
Have him meet you someplace cool and then go on a helicopter ride.
Well, no, here's the deal with helicopters. Any kind of flying devices. I'll get on it if I'm going someplace. I don't want to do it as a joyride.
Okay, just don't want to go for a spin.
My dad did the helicopter ride to the bottom of the Grand Canyon. We were down in Vegas at the time. He drove down. He took a bus down and did that. Yeah, you know, but dad was also in his 70s at the time and said, whatever, stuff happens. I mean, I remember a week later, though, one of those helicopters in Vegas down the rim.
It went down, didn't it?
Yeah, hit a wall and a whole, like 10 family members all died.
And doesn't that happen kind of on the regular there?
Dad said it was the coolest thing he's ever done at the time was take the helicopter down to the bottom. They got out, walked around, and he said, but when they came back up, that was the worst because visually, it looked like the wall of the Grand Canyon was right next to the blades.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't want to do that. Probably, he wanted me to go with him that day. I said, I got kids.
The perception was it probably took a long time to get up.
Yeah, he thought that.
That's 5,000 feet.
Now, you did the Vegas Sky. You did the one in New York, right?
Right.
That must have been amazing.
We did they made a lap around Manhattan.
Yeah.
I've also done the.
But see, I don't want to take a lap around Fremont,
I've done the Grand Canyon.
That's a town here outside Omaha. And nothing against Fremont, but flying from a distance ain't really doesn't
matter. It's not a visual spectacular.
When I lived in Portland, same thing.
Right.
Just took me for a joyride.
Right.
In and around Portland, but, that's pretty cool views.
A big
there.
City, right, right. Because they have those here. There's a baseball tournament. No, there's a fair that goes on. My son's playing some baseball tournaments down there, and I just see this helicopter in the middle of a field, and people pay $20 to go up and spin around. It's not really a visual spectacular.
It's near my house. I'll see it every now and again. I'm like, what the hell?
But that's too dangerous.
Oh, we took a ride out of Hilo, Hawaii, too.
And that'd have been cool.
The volcanoes.
And the Vegas Strip at night, they say, in helicopters, pretty cool. But I wouldn't be able to get over it.
See, but that one now by my house for the little carnival or fair. It looks like a helicopter in a box that you put together.
It's scary looking.
It doesn't look safe.
Ryder wanted to get on that and I said, "No, you're not, man. No, I'm just not letting you get on that thing." You know.
I've always wanted to take a helicopter ride over Badlands National Park next to the Black Hills. Because it's really, really rough terrain.
Right.
And right at one entrance to the park, they have helicopter services.
Well, I got a guy with a helicopter. Yeah. He's a big fan.
Who was the country singer that died in that crash?
Oh, was it a helicopter?
It was like Sawyer Brown or somebody. There was a duo.
Let's not
before a show.
Okay.
One guy is like, "Hey, you went to, same thing. On the helicopter."
Yeah.
And,
Montgomery Gentry.
Yeah.
Gentry.
Oh, he did.
2018.
Was it before the show? Like, I'll be right back.
The show, they're like, "Hey, Montgomery, they're not playing tonight."
Montgomery's cool. Gentry ain't okay.
Okay. Oh, that's two guys, right?
Yeah.
Oh, those are two guys. Okay.
Yeah, and one of them was on the helicopter.
Oh, man. A joyride, not going someplace. Okay.
Up and down the strip? Was it Vegas?
I don't think it was Vegas.
No, it wasn't Vegas either.
Jersey.
Yeah.
I don't know. They're pretty cool.
Yeah, like I said,
they are cool. They're incredible.
If I had to get somewhere, you know, but a million of them go up every day and they're fine, but, you know.
Just don't go up when it's foggy.
Yeah.
Don't wear your Lakers shirt.
We'll hire him to take us to Wichita.
I might do that. Yeah, because that drives to the worst. And by the way, that's nothing on Wichita, because Wichita driving Omaha is just as bad.
It's just the stuff in between. Mm-hmm. There's not much to see.
We call that where Nick appears, generally.
And we'll fly the scenic way to Wichita.
What's that?
I think the hills west of east of Wichita are nice.
Okay, beautiful.
The Flint Hills.
Right. Beautiful.
That's about as scenic as it gets in these parts.
So, yeah, I woke up with a card from a guy that's got a helicopter. That's a good night, especially for like a Tuesday.
Did you ever go that far, Todd? Did you ever have cards printed up to try to, you know, make it sound legit?
Yeah, Todd in college.
This guy might have taken it to the next step.
Todd told girls in college you were a helicopter pilot.
No, I shouldn't have.
Yeah. Drunk with your mullet.
Seems like this is going to close the deal for him. Yeah. You should have done it.
Yeah. I think about the time I was thinking about doing that, I moved to minor league baseball. I was playing minor league ball at the time.
Shortstop.
Yeah.
I get you laid more than the helicopter pilot?
Yeah. I don't remember. Yeah. It was pretty consistent. Seemed whatever story I told, it all worked.
Yeah.
That's back when everything was working.
Seems like they just liked you.
Well, you swung at everything, too, though.
Oh, yeah.
You
know.
Well, weren't you already the Pac-12 Defensive Player of the Year?
Yeah.
Pac-10.
Pac-10.
Yeah. I know a guy with a helicopter.
Yeah, you do. I still don't believe he is.
And he told me he's got a skybox in Lincoln, too. Hey.
He's totally trying to bang you.
But you don't want to go out in Kobe conditions.
Well, I don't want to watch the Huskers either.
Well, luckily for us, there's not a lot of cliffs or mountains to run into in the fog around here.
Nah.
Could you take the helicopter to Memorial Stadium?
Ooh. You're chubbing up thinking about that, aren't you?
That would be pretty badass.
Yeah. But then you'd have to watch the game.
Then you got
to
go into the stadium. Yeah.
No, just land on the field, wave, and get back in and take off.
Oh, that crowd loves us.
Oh, they would.
They love Todd and Tyler,
would be
that
greeted
crowd.
Like heroes.
We are. Well, they love us. Now, Lincoln loves us, but that crowd wouldn't like us.
New study explains why falling asleep in front of the TV gets in the way of a good night's sleep. Researchers in Austria found that hearing unfamiliar voices when someone is asleep boosts brain activity.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app. Or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
I fell asleep twice this weekend to SNL, not because of SNL. I was watching SNL live Saturday night.
There's no way you were going to make it through that.
And out. Somewhere about the second or third skit. Out.
Yeah.
Steelers get their ass kicked. I'm in bed Sunday night, pretty drunk, one eye in the TV. Oh, I haven't watched SNL yet. I get about two more skits in. Both times. Then finally I watched it. Well, we're going to do Monday afternoon I watched it and I was wide awake.
Watch it, then drink.
Was the TV on when you fell asleep?
Yeah, my wife comes in and just turns it
off.
That's
what Christy does too. Yeah, she'll come in and just turn the TV off when it's obvious I ain't moving.
Yeah. Hugs me and says, oh, isn't that cute? None of those at all.
I always set a sleep timer.
Yeah.
Oh, you wake up and go, I was watching that.
I did. Of course I did. Right. The second time I did. So SNL, the weekend update had just started on Sunday night. And like I said, I was pretty ripped from the Steeler game. And I went, hey, I was watching that.
No, you weren't. Shut up.
No, you weren't.
Do they even make the sleep timers on the TV anymore?
Yeah. Yeah, there's
on the smart TVs?
Okay. Yeah.
Well, even the smart TVs, even with the limited amount of buttons on there, there's one that just has like a sliver of a moon, and like that's the sleep timer.
Okay. Oh.
Didn't know.
Yeah. You ever staying awake and it turns off, though?
Yeah.
Yeah, that
there'll, there'll be a warning that comes up that's
a warning.
It'll count down and be like, hey, this is turning off in a minute. And you're like, oh.
Like, Rise of Chiefs are about to score. All of a sudden, it turns off on you.
Yeah, they've made TVs way more advanced, but they took away the sleep timer. Yeah.
Well, they do take away stuff you think's obvious on some stuff.
Well, you know, that used to be prominently featured. Yeah. That was the thing.
It's still there.
And now you got a button for Netflix, and a button for Hulu, and a button for Amazon Prime. Gets lost in the shuffle.
Yeah, I have to have the TV on instead of, like, you know, just trying to fall asleep with existential dread going through my head. Like, just a little background noise.
Yeah.